Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From tributes to iconic wrestlers leaving fans cringing in the comfort of their own homes, to bold new eras being met with a sea of boos out of the gates, these slices of wrestling television were the sort of car crash occurrences you simply could not take your eyes off. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestling segments that collapsed in front of everybody. Number 10, Kalisto unleashes good lucha things. Despite undoubtedly sitting as one of the more physically gifted in-ring workers to grace WWE television over the last decade, the record will unfortunately always show that Kalisto's most memorable beat came during one fateful backstage interview back in 2016. After finding himself being drafted to SmackDown Live during that year's WWE draft, the Lucha Dragon was quickly approached by Greg Hamilton in the backstage area, and nudged on what fans could expect from the one-time US champion on the Blue Show. Then, in what appeared to be either an attempt to spread his verbal wings gone wrong, or just a case of tragically forgetting his lines, hey, we've all been there, Kalisto proceeded to fumble his way through one of the most unintentionally hilarious promos of the time, jumping from claims that he would shock the world to a messy targeting of Baron Corbin. The final nail in the mass sensations promo coffin came with his instantly infamous sign-off line of, like I said, I'm here to stay, make a good... good lucha thing, god damn it, woo! Before sprinting off screen, of course. It's not hard to see why he stuck to said good lucha thing and largely stayed away from the stick in the years that followed. Number 9, Sid unfortunately has half the brain. Kalisto isn't the only wrestler to immortalize themselves via the unleashing of a rather disastrous line that would eventually derail an entire segment, with a certain legendary former world champion also falling victim to a rather embarrassing verbal slip on live television. Only instead of having the advantage of being able to sprint out of frame not long after letting loose this particularly infamous blunder, Sid Vicious had absolutely nowhere to run upon telling WCW's Kevin Nash and Scott Hall that you're only half the man that I am, and I have half the brain that you do. On top of the aforementioned NWO icons giggling like schoolboys in the wake of this absolute botch of an audible bombshell, the noise of the crowd taking a second to assess exactly what the combustible Sid had actually just exclaimed on the Nitro stage before a eruptions of laughter began overwhelming his subsequent promo, firmly cemented this calamitous WCW occurrence as evergreen meme fuel for future generations. Number 8, and anything but elite, weigh in. While Tony Khan's vibrant promotion has definitely played host to a great many hits when it comes to in-ring segments involving hard-hitting verbal exchanges or long-awaited return promos, AEW still hasn't had a 100% success rate in that particular arena by any means. And one segment that definitely hasn't aged all that well in the time since it arrived on the Dynamite scene comes in the form of the entirely disastrous Cody Rhodes Anthony Ogogo weigh-in that went down on May 29th, 2020. As Ogogo himself would admit later down the road to Chris Van Vliet, "Mate, I am in it and I am thinking this is crap." From the sight of Paul White struggling to use a set of scales, to the awkward pose-off between the eventual Double or Nothing rivals that would follow, it's not that difficult to understand why the former Olympic boxer had a bad feeling about the segment from the second Rhodes told him, "It's a weigh-in we are not going to touch." How exciting. And you wouldn't blame a go-go for keeping those garish Union Jack boxers thoroughly locked away for the rest of his All Elite run either. Number 7, The Miz forgets his lines. Things didn't exactly get off to the greatest of starts for old Miz on the stick. Around the time of the arrival of his Miz character back in the mid-2000s, the eventual two-time Grand Slam winner would find himself tasked with hosting 2006's Diva Search, and delivering the all-important phone number fans needed to call in order to vote for their favorite contestants on Raw, only without a teleprompter in sight, and the ink he'd etched onto his wrist melting away due to the sheer amount of sweat leaving his body, Miz soon found himself up the live TV creek without a paddle, so to speak. Despite assuming that he'd be fired for this catastrophic forgetting of his lines on the live Monday night stage, though, and it being painfully obvious to all in attendance how badly he'd messed up on the night, Vince McMahon offered the newcomer a chance to redeem himself the following Friday, and the rest is blaring history. Number 6, Vince McMahon salutes the game with added Katie Vick. And speaking of the now former WWE chairman, it's still kind of weird to say that out loud, regularly found turning bright red in the gorilla position over the decades, Vince McMahon himself is no stranger to being the person responsible for a segment so awkward, it actually somehow made an already excruciating Performance Center program substantially worse. I am, of course, talking about the surreal moment in time when the controversial then head of creative opted to strut out in front of a global SmackDown audience and publicly roast his son-in-law during an already pretty painful 25th anniversary celebration for the game. To the sound of deafening crowdless silence, Vince mumbled his way through jarring digs at Triple H, before reeling off a number of WWE occurrences more boring than said tribute segment. Among said moments was the dreadful reveal of the gobbledygooker, the infamous Katie Vick skit involving a half-naked cerebral assassin shagging a mannequin in a funeral home, and Bayley's This Is Your Life showing, more on that later. That may or may not have come from the mind of Hunter himself. Entirely baffling from start to finish and borderline unwatchable for the most part, an already difficult pandemic era of WWE stooped to new lows on April 24th, 2020.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Number 5, Daniel Puder embarrasses Kurt Angle. If the Brawl for All highlighted one thing, it's that the world of professional wrestling and legitimate combat sports should be kept as far apart as humanly possible. And that's something Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle learned the hard way during an especially appalling attempt to haze a number of 2004's Tough Enough class. On the back of dumping Chris Naoroki on his ass and breaking his ribs in the process, the wrestling machine demanded another young star step up to the shoot plate during a segment on November 4th SmackDown. Unbeknownst to Kurt, however, his next challenge in Daniel Puder had some mixed martial arts experience under his belt, and successfully caught the WWE main eventer in a rather painful Kimura lock. Sensing Angle would rather have his arm snapped off than be embarrassed by the newcomer, Jimmy Corderas quickly dropped down to the mat and counted Puder's shoulders down for a 3 count, despite the Tough Enough contestant lifting himself up after 2. And while a potentially even worse scenario was just about staved off by the WWE official, fans could still sense crap had most definitely hit the fan from the second Kurt found himself tied up by the enthusiastic rookie. Number 4, Ronda Rousey cannot handle the booze. It's no secret the former UFC bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey Rousey has had a rather stormy relationship with WWE fans in the years since making her high-profile debut back at the 2018 Royal Rumble. After starting off life as a crowd favourite upon landing in the world of sports entertainment, fans soon began to sour on the all-conquering baddest woman on the planet, to the point of completely rattling the star mid-promo on a number of occasions. Perhaps the most notable of which came during the post-Royal Rumble 2019 edition of Raw, which saw the reigning women's champion address the crowd after successfully seeing off Sasha Banks one night earlier. Visibly uncomfortable from the second the shower of boos began to rain down on the flustered champ, awkward smiles and the mouthing of "come on" could do little to mask Rousey's evident frustration at being entirely rejected in favour of the new man in town, Becky Lynch. And upon inevitably stuttering under the relentless pressure of the Phoenix faithful, Rousey's applauding of the raucous crowd through gritted teeth no doubt set the stage for a heel turn that was desperately overdue. Number 3, Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff usher in a new TNA era. Contrary to what his reality TV series suggested, Hogan definitely didn't always know best during his time within the wrestling industry. And arguably the biggest example of that being made clear came during the Hulkster and Eric Bischoff's unveiling of a traditional squared circle during 2010's TNA Genesis pay-per-view. Not too long after rocking up in the Impact Zone, the new TNA authority figure opted to bin off the legendary six-sided ring that had set the company apart from their rivals, and provided the likes of AJ Styles and Samoa Joe with the platform to create simply mesmerizing in-ring magic. And as you'd expect, those in attendance at Genesis entirely rejected the change-up. Defiant as always, chants of "we want six sides" were met by Hogan's response of "you had it, it only gets you so far, now we're taking you all the way, Jack." Booed out of the building so early in the day, at least things only got better from there on out, eh? Oh wait. Number 2, the SmackDown Karaoke Showdown. Returning to that hellish landscape known as Performance Center main roster programming, the early days of the pandemic also brought with them a SmackDown segment so dreadful that the paid developmental talent in attendance couldn't even hide their unfiltered horror. With an understandably spooked Jey Uso trying his best to host without corpsing for the entirety of the surreal sequence, Lacey Evans, Dana Brooke, Tamina and Naomi each took it in turns to screech out renditions of well-known WWE themes in front of a tortured PC crowd full of NXT hopefuls. It was as deeply uncomfortable as it sounds, folks. And Naomi in particular could not hide her embarrassment at being forced to let loose Dusty Rhodes' Common Man Boogie tune instead of, you know, actually putting her in-ring talent to good use, tweeting back to a post from a fan saying, "I would rather see you all wrestle," by confessing, "yeah, me too, but a lot of times we have to make chicken salad out of chicken poop emoji. I'm so sorry. An American dream this sadly was not." Number 1, This Is Your Life, and a disaster. As already alluded to earlier on in this very list, you know a WWE segment is up there with the very worst ever committed to wrestling television if the former boss himself is quick to throw it under the bus on live programming. But there's bad, and then there's Bayley's This Is Your Life Monday Night Raw out-and-out failure back in 2017, eliciting everything from the damning "what" chants to cries of "delete" throughout, Alexa Bliss's stale trip down memory lane, taking aim at Bayley's yearbook and school reports, along with roping in guests from the Huggers' past, left fans audibly begging for the painfully dull segment to come to an end. Everyone involved clearly wanted to be anywhere else on the planet than in the middle of the red-roped ring during this slice of all-round car crash sports entertainment nonsense too. And not even Bayley's late intervention lived long enough to save the catastrophe that was this 10 minutes of all-timer terrible material, with Bliss quickly taking a kendo stick to the bully babyface. As would become clearer later down the road though, it seems as though the new head of the creative table was actually the brain behind this crap show of a showing. So here's to the new era, folks. Yay, can't wait.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.